KXRN News, I'm John Scott. As Election Day approaches, does the vice president have enough momentum to finish the race? Marty Bennett reports.
Vice President Kamala Harris has not had much time to tell voters they should pick her to lead the country instead of returning to former President Donald Trump. While the 2024 presidential election has been happening for more than a year, Harris's last-minute replacement of President Joe Biden inserted a July surprise into the mix. Now, with 18 days until final ballots are cast, it's an all-out sprint that Democrats are increasingly worried Harris isn't going to finish standing up. Harris has racked up an astonishing $1 billion in donations across her networks that hasn't put her comfortably ahead in the contest. But the contest is still within the margin of error in essentially every swing contest, and there are few, if any, persuadable voters left. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, South Korea's spy agency says North Korea has dispatched troops to support Russia's war against Ukraine. If confirmed, it could bring a third country into the war and intensify a standoff between North Korea and the West. Former President Trump attending the Al Smith charity dinner in New York last night. That event raises millions for Catholic charities and traditionally features the presidential candidates from both parties. During his speech, Trump joked about his legal problem.
It's a true pleasure to be with you this evening. Amazing pleasure. And these days, it's really a pleasure anywhere in New York without a subpoena for my appearance. Anytime I don't get a subpoena, I'm very happy.
And Vice President Harris skipped that event. A man who admitted to killing five people in 2016 has been executed by lethal injection in Alabama. Derek Dierman was pronounced dead at Holman Prison in southern Alabama. This is SRN News. Donald Trump making inroads with religious groups other than evangelicals.
A new poll finds the former president leads his Democratic challenger amongst Catholic voters in key battleground states. The National Catholic Register survey indicates Catholics prefer Mr. Trump in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Other polls demonstrate that Jewish voters, who had been reliably Democrat for decades, are now beginning to support Mr. Trump primarily because he has been a friend to Israel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Voters in nine states deciding next month whether to enshrine abortion in their constitutions. But even if those measures pass, pro-life advocates still have some options in some states, such as Missouri. Abortion advocates will have to ask judges to toss abortion restrictions one by one. That presents an opportunity for pro-lifers to make their case in court. This is SRN News. Netflix says its subscriber growth slowed dramatically during the summer.
It's a sign that the huge gains from the video streaming service's crackdown on freeloading viewers is tapering off. The 5.1 million subscribers that Netflix added during the July to September period represented a 42% decline from the total gain during the same time last year. Even so, the company's revenue and profit rose at a faster pace than industry analysts had projected.
Correspondent Jeremy House, Netflix also projected its revenue in the current quarter would rise faster than analysts expected. The government's road safety agency investigating Tesla's full self-driving system after getting reports of crashes in low visibility conditions, including one that killed a pedestrian. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it opened the probe on Thursday. More details at SRNnews.com.